Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the business community here in our state. To help us is John Swamp Fox Warner. John is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
I was at a political reception a couple of weeks ago, and a state senator got up and started talking about economic development, and one of the things he mentioned was we need to be able to attract more headquarters locations to South Carolina, and there are probably few people that would disagree with that, are there?
Well, you're always talking about that. Why don't we get some big companies to put their headquarters here?
Yeah, and he made the observation that he had recently been to Tennessee. The largest company headquartered location there was FedEx, you know, and we didn't really have a headquarters here that was like that. And not only did they have that, but they had a bunch of others. Well, the challenge with pointing FedEx out is it wasn't recruited to Tennessee, was it? It was actually started there. We have a successful example in South Carolina, don't we? Benefit Focus down in Charleston.
Yeah, aren't they? They're traded now on the stock exchange, and market value, I think, exceeds $1 billion now, doesn't it?
That's right. And so they were started about 12 years ago, and they've grown, and you know, they have a big presence on Daniel Island. It's a pretty impressive campus. And Sean Jenkins, the CEO, just gave, you know, $25 million to the Medical University Children's Hospital. He did that because he lived in Charleston. His child had been treated there. And so that's the kind of benefit you get from corporate headquarters locations. We do have an interesting example, though, of something I've never really seen before, and that's a major corporation that's put out an RFP that said, we want to open the second North American headquarters locations, and we're looking for proposals for why we should do it in your community. And that corporation is Amazon. It'd be pretty amazing to have a headquarters of Amazon somewhere in South Carolina, wouldn't it?
Well, of course it would. And it's what's even more amazing is that this company is so big, it needs two headquarters.
Well, that's true. In the same country. Yeah, in the same country, right. So I thought it was interesting what they listed is what it took to have a major headquarter location. The first thing is really problematic in South Carolina. They're looking for a metropolitan area of more than 1 million people. Well, we don't have a city of more than 1 million people, do we?
Well, we're close to one, Charlotte.
Well, that's in North Carolina, of course. If you take the upstate, it's over 1 million. Probably if you take the low country, you know, it may be over 1 million. But we got to stretch a little bit bigger. Sometimes you hear that referred to as NFL cities, you know, cities that are big enough to have an NFL franchise. And the next thing they're looking for is a stable and business-friendly environment. Well, we can probably check that box as well as anybody in the country, and I think we've got some good corporate citizens who would testify to, you know, the fact of being a business-friendly state. And the third bullet here, and this is the one I think in South Carolina we really need to focus on, and it may be the biggest challenge we got, and it's an urban or suburban area with the potential to attract and retain strong technical talent. You know, and I don't care what corporate headquarters you look at, talent is always really high on the list. And we focus on the type of talent that we recruit manufacturing companies, and that's good. But we're going to have to appreciate if we're going to get the kind of corporate headquarters we need here, we also have to be producing that kind of talent. And oftentimes those are folks with university degrees or even more advanced education. I know, you know, recently we talked about losing Sealed Air corporate R&D facility to North Carolina because they consolidated their headquarter location there, and they identified talent as the number one reason they picked Charlotte. So, you know, we got some work to do there. And then fourth, they list the communities that think big and creatively when considering locations and real estate options. So they finally got to real estate, but that's oftentimes what we lead with in South Carolina is, you know, having shovel-ready sites and, you know, places for people to be. But this is fourth on the list of what they said was important then. And when it's a headquarters, you know, they want people to think big and creatively. Now, we ought to be able to do that here, shouldn't we? We ought to be able to put a big idea on the table.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if South Carolina does indeed put forth a proposal for this.
Well, we're going to put forth a proposal, and I guess if there's any listeners out there that would like to be part of that process, I'd love to hear from them.
Well, John, how's that business calendar looking for our community?
Well, SSBio is coming up in the fall. It's always a great event for folks interested in life sciences. There's a regular crop of million cup events all over the state for startup entrepreneurs. shortly. So lots of things for listeners to plug into.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, both of which we will have links to posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.